Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is June 5th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We got a lot to cover tonight. So welcome to everybody coming in. Let's see, New Zealand. Hello to our international audience coming in. Welcome, welcome. I see Michigan, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas, South Africa. Hello to our friends in South Africa. Let's see what else here. Many Michigans are coming in. New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York. Very happy to have you here. I see Washington State, multiple Washington states, actually. Alabama, Kentucky. Let's see what else here is who's coming in. New Mexico. I'm watching. Ontario, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada. Nassau, Bahamas. Hello. Hello to our friends in the Bahamas as well. Pennsylvania, Bermuda. Hello. Hello to those watching in Bermuda. Brooklyn. Hello to all our borough people out there in New York. We love the boroughs. I'm from the Bronx, many of you know, so I'm part of the boroughs as well. So we love to see the boroughs coming in from New York. I see Denver as well. Tulsa, Jerusalem. Yep, that's what Clay Clark calls Tulsa, Tulsa, Jerusalem. Adirondack Mountains, beautiful area in New York, about 2 hours north of us here. And let's see who else is coming. Bronx. Oh, maybe some people from the Bronx are coming in as well as others in Canada are coming in. Florida, Trinidad and Tobago, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you. Mississippi, Louisiana, Australia, the Philippines, Philippines and Hawaii. We're going to be talking about you tonight a little bit too, with all these eruptions. So we're going to get into that because there are many eruptions happening at once and are all related, including with Trump and Elon. So we're going to get into that as well. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. And then we have a lot to break down tonight. There are eruptions of all kinds, all happening in tandem, running parallel to each other within this fiery, fiery window between Passover and Pentecost. In Pride Month of all times. So we're going to get into all this. We're going to break this down. We're going to talk about too what's going on with President Trump and Elon as well. So let's open up in prayer and give this over to the Lord first, because there's a lot to get into. And I want to make sure we give our reverence to the Lord and his due first before we begin. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every area, Lord. We sin and fall short, Father God. Help us to do better for you, Father. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter your courts with praise, Father. We say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just praise you, Father God, as we come humbly but boldly to the throne of grace for your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the immense sacrifice, Father God, that he willingly came to this earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And at Calvary, Jesus Christ made an open show and spectacle of the enemy when he said, "It is finished." He transactionally paid the highest price for us with the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us, Lord. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, to now fill this place, Father. Let your power, your might, your glory mightily move, Father God. Let the weight of your glory, Father God, come. Let your truth, Father God, go forth tonight. Go before us tonight, Father God. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. Order our steps tonight. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth, Father. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. We praise you, Lord, for the privilege of your word, for the privilege of serving you, Father God, and for the privilege of your presence, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, interference, and threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, would attempt, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, let them be destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans and rendered powerless and every dimensional access point blocked in the name of Jesus Christ. And let that all be cast back to the pits, dry places, and areas you have designated, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would release and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround above and below the skies, the land, the perimeter of the property, to guard against every dimensional access point the enemy would attempt to use to get in, to be a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection around us, Father. Lord, we just praise you. We give you all the glory, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that we are simply the clay. You are the potter. We are simply receptacles for your glory, Father God, to be filled with your glory. Every breath we have is because of you. We owe you every breath. You filled us with your spirit. You breathed into man. We are the dust of the earth without that in us, Father God. We just praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Take all the glory for yourself, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Osiris and Toby have now joined the broadcast. So if you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it, as well as liking and subscribing, because we have a lot to get into, because eruptions of all kinds are happening, and they're all happening in tandem, and they're all running parallel, and they are all connected within this very fiery window between Passover and Pentecost. And so we're going to get into that. Also, we're going to show you the video at the end, but praise the Lord, Sadie came home today. Sadie was released from the hospital. She came home. She's in the care of our team and myself. She has to have fluids every day. We'll talk about it at the end, but we have the homecoming video where Missy and Cyrus didn't even know what to do with themselves when they saw it was Sadie, who popped out of the carrier that Katona Bedford had given us. So we'll do that at the end as well, just to give you guys an update. So let's get into this now, because man, oh man, like has a lot of this blown. So we're going to talk about all of this, and we're going to methodically go through this, because it is a prophetic warning about what's happening, and it's all connected. So to start, within the past 2 months, there have been three major volcanic eruptions. Really, they were closer together than that, but the ones that just started happening happened within the past week or so. Okay, so the ones that we're going to talk about happened within the past week. So we'll put up the first one. You're going to understand why I'm doing this first in a few minutes here. So this is Sakurajima in Japan. It erupted June 1st. With 2 kilometers of ash above the crater being spewed. 2,000 meters above the crater, ash was sent, and authorities had confirmed it Thursday, the volcanic activity. That was number one. a number two will put up. Italy's Mount Etna volcano erupts with a massive ash cloud and a lava fountain. That was June 2nd, 2025. So this is in Italy, Mount Etna. And so this has now erupted and they're increasing in intensity, the explosions, and they're almost continuous. So they're keeping a close eye on that. And then you had the Straits Times. Okay, Canleon volcano in the Philippines spews ash 3 kilometers into the sky, launching ballistic projectiles. A volcano in central Philippines erupted early. So this was the first one. This was about halfway through May. So this is what started this two-week window, right? Halfway through May, this one erupted. Now these other two have come in tandem, all right? The one in Italy and the one in Japan. So it's called the Canleon volcano. And basically their threat level, they have moved to a 3, I think, out of a 5 as far as that goes. So then apparently, though, on June 4th, this volcano erupted again within close proximity to the volcano in Italy and the volcano in Japan. Canleon volcano emits over 4,600 tons of sulfur dioxide in 24 hours. Now, if that wasn't enough, something has now happened in Hawaii. So this is another one. Hawaii volcano roars to life with twin eruptions. When have you ever heard of twin eruptions happening? Well, they happened, and they happened within the past few days. Lava fountains at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano soared over 1,000 feet during a dramatic eruption in episode 23 of the ongoing series. And this was basically a twin eruption. Now, what's crazy about this, all of these happening in close proximity, right? First of all, within this window, surrounding Pride Month, right? But more importantly, within the window between Passover and Pentecost, a very fiery window, is the names of these volcanoes. The names of these volcanoes erupting so close together begins to paint a picture. And we're going to then get into all the other eruptions that are happening, including between President Trump and Elon Musk. We're going to get into all of them because there's eruptions happening literally in many regions of the earth right now in different forms and in different ways. So if we look at these, Etna in Italy, the volcano in Italy that's erupted means furnace. If you look at the meaning of these names, Canleon in the Philippines, that volcano is named for a Visayan false goddess of creation, agriculture, and justice. But the name Leon itself means the ancient one. Keep that in mind. So we have furnace, ancient one. Then you have Sakurajima in Japan, that it means cherry blossom. Now, what's interesting about that cherry blossoms and cherry trees are very much associated with Washington, D.C. So that erupted. And then you have Kilauea, I'm going to try to pronounce this right, Kilauea, okay, in Hawaii. And that is named after a false goddess of fire and lightning. Okay. So if you look at this all in a sentence together, you get the furnace of the ancient one of fire and lightning. That's what they mean together. And then on top of it, you have cherry blossoms, which very much, that is a very big event in Washington, D.C., is when the cherry blossoms bloom in the spring, which they didn't bloom long ago, actually, in Washington, D.C. So when you put the names of these volcanoes together, you get the furnace of the ancient one of fire and lightning. I don't think that's a coincidence. So let's continue here. As these eruptions are happening, they send a message of who is attempting to cause eruptions, fire, strife right now within the earth, especially in a month filled with pride. You're beginning to see all of this clashing and eruptions happening in different ways. Now, I will read to you two excerpts from a word from the Lord having to do with Japan, because this is just the beginning, what is happening at with this volcano here. I'm going to get the name right, Sakurajima in Japan. April. So we'll go to January 28th, 2025 first. And this is the word of the Lord. Hear ye, inhabitants of the earth, eruptions in tandem shall occur. That's what's happening. These eruptions of these volcanoes are happening in tandem. So this is from January 28th, 2025, word of the Lord. Hear ye, inhabitants of the earth, eruptions in tandem shall occur, in tandem with shakings of the ground, in tandem with alignments in the heavenlies. We'll get to that in a minute. For I, the Lord, am making a grand statement. I, the Lord, am putting on a demonstration, for the hearts of men within nations are ready for a turn. And I, the Lord, shall cause this in this time. April 4th, 2025, Japan, high alert, says the Lord. Japan, high alert. Pray for Japan, says the Lord, shaking and flood. What you're seeing happen in Japan as well, I believe, is a precursor of a very great shaking to come in Japan. So the eruption is the precursor for that. Now, to make this even more interesting, an article came out today, and it's talking about what's happening up in our skies, right? In the heavenlies. And Jupiter and Mercury, so as these eruptions are happening, Jupiter and Mercury, the planets, are aligning, okay? And they're aligning between June 6th and June 9th. So these eruptions are all happening. And now in the heavenlies, you have Jupiter and Mercury aligning. What's really strange about this is Jupiter was the supreme false god in Roman mythology. Just remember Roman for a minute. Hold on to that, okay? So that's what they consider Jupiter, right? He was responsible for the protection and laws of the Roman state. Mercury is the false messenger to the false gods, all right? So he's the messenger to the false gods. That's what Mercury is, right? These two things, these two planets, happen to be, as these eruptions are happening, coming together in the night sky. Pentecost happens to be June 8th, 2025, smack in the middle of when these, it comes right after these eruptions are happening, and it comes smack in the middle of these aligning of these planets in the sky, is Pentecost on June 8th, when it's recognized the Holy Spirit with fire came to this earth, came upon the 120 in the upper room. And with these fire eruptions happening, and with what you see happening in the night sky, Pentecost happens to be right in the thick of that, okay? So in the middle of all of this happening, there's other things happening too. So this is one part of it. We have a lot of moving parts here. So here's one part of it. Then you have an eruption occurring actively between Russia and Ukraine that's about to go to DEFCON 5, okay? DEFCON 5 level. And then amidst all of that, you have an eruption occurring between President Trump and Elon Musk. So you've got volcanoes erupting, you've got countries erupting, you've got relationships erupting all around the same time. All also coming in to Pride Month. And we're going to get into that more. This is not an accident that you're seeing all these moving parts happen at the same time. Now, I'm going to talk about, because I just spoke about Jupiter and Mercury, I'm going to tell you something very interesting that we're going to tie this in a moment. Elon Musk is so infatuated with Mars, not only because he wants to build a city on it, but because Mars was the false Roman god of war. Yes, Roman. False Roman god of war and turmoil. Okay? So he's the false Roman god of war, Mars. Okay? And Elon Musk is obsessed with it. And turmoil, like a tornado, follows this man. because there is a soul tie there. And then on top of this, because this man is so tied to Rome in his spirit, and he may or may not realize it, but he is tied to Rome in his spirit. That's why he created Doge. And yes, he wants to rid out all of the corruption within the finances, within the government, and the and the deficit spending and all of that. That I understand. But where Doge comes from, because it's Mars, Doge, they all have a tie. They all have a tie, and it has to do with Rome and Italy. And there was someone called the Doge of Venice. And in Italian, it's Doge di Venezia. And he was the highest role of authority. The highest role of authority within the Republic of Venice. And the word Doge derives from the Latin du or D-U-X, right, or dux, meaning leader. And it originally referred to a military leader. It became in the late Roman Empire the title for a leader of an expeditionary force formed by detachments from the frontier army, separate from but subject to the governor of a province, authorized to conduct operations, and here we go, beyond provincial boundaries. Authorized to conduct operations outside the scope of the boundaries. Okay. So there is a lot of tie to Rome when it comes to all of this, with what you see happening right now. That spirit that influenced the Roman Empire, these ancient spirits, there is a very serious tie in the midst of all you see happening. So if you ever wonder why Elon Musk is so drawn to such things, Mars, Doge, Rome, it's because there's an ancient tie and there's an ancient false god that appears to have a great influence over that man. And because of this is why there's so much turmoil and war amongst him and around him and between him and cabinet members of the administration and now he and President Trump. This all is erupting while the physical eruptions are happening at different points in the earth. This is now all erupting. It wouldn't shock me if a volcano within the 50 land or within the 49 land states, right, suddenly erupted unexpectedly. It would not shock me at this point if a volcano within the 49 states connected besides Hawaii suddenly now erupted as well in the middle of all this. And Speaker Johnson, and I know he's a smart man, Speaker Johnson, but he wonders how Elon could turn like this. He was coming on saying this, and all you have to do is look at what somebody is connected to. And what is Elon connected to? Mars, war, Roman, Doge, dark agents, altars. That's what he's connected to. And altars influence this man, and you wonder how he could flip a switch with the amount of mental torment Elon is in. I'm telling you, the man has night terrors. The man is in a great, great amount of mental torment. He is being tormented in his mind. He's been bound to an altar. His family line ensured that he and his mind was bound to that altar. And the only way for Elon to break free is through Jesus Christ and fully surrender, because they will sacrifice him on that altar if he continues down this road of perdition that he has put himself on. And I think Congress needs a very serious lesson in spiritual warfare, because it wouldn't baffle them as much when they see certain things happen around certain months, around certain times, if they understood the rules of spiritual warfare and the rules of engagement and how the kingdom of darkness operates. So either they're playing dumb or they just don't care. They're either playing dumb, they just don't care, or they really don't know. Now, we're going to put up the AP News article, and we're going to talk about this. Musk calls Trump big tax break bill a disgusting abomination, testing his influence over the GOP. Okay. Elon Musk blasted President Trump's big, beautiful bill that's alliteration, of tax breaks and spending cuts as a disgusting abomination on Tuesday, testing the limits of his political influence as he targeted the centerpiece of the Republicans' legislative agenda. And Elon says, and I quote, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore," Musk posted on X. "This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." The legislation, which has passed the House and is currently under debate in the Senate, apparently it passed the House during the night or something, or that's what's being reported, would curtail subsidies that benefit Tesla. So subsidies that were benefiting Tesla would be curtailed in this spending bill. The tech billionaire followed his criticism with a threat aimed at Republicans. "In November next year, we fire all politicians who betrayed the American people," he wrote in another X post. Musk post through another hurdle in front of Senate Majority Leader John Thune's already complex task to pass a bill in time for Trump to achieve his goal of signing it by July 4th. Now, there are some very serious target dates here we have to mark and pay attention to. July 4th is when President Trump wants to have this bill signed by, which is Independence Day for America. All right, this is highly symbolic. And what has erupted before Independence Day? War. What has erupted? A civil type of war. There are eruptions happening, and they've made the target date July 4th, Independence Day, which happened after the Revolutionary War. Okay, so keep that in mind. The other target date that Elon talked about, well, one was talked about by the article, the other Elon said, November 2026. That's what he said. Next November, we fire all the politicians who betrayed us, which would be 1 year from the election. It would be the end, in a way, or nearing the end of President Trump's first term, which sounds a bit ominous. Fire all politicians who betrayed the American people. Well, yes, there's a lot of politicians that have betrayed the American people. I completely agree with that. But I think there's a veiled threat. There's a much deeper veiled threat in the midst of all of that. Much deeper. Now, we're going to put this article up from USA Today. Elon Musk posts Kill Bill meme in latest push to nix Trump's big, beautiful bill. Less than a week after leaving his position as head of the White House's Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk is calling on Americans to urge their senators and representatives to kill the big, beautiful budget bill backed by President Trump. Elon Musk trained his fire directly at President Trump after several days of mostly criticizing Republicans in Congress. He accused Trump on X of ingratitude and said, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election." Okay, pause there for a minute. We're going to go back to that, but I want to play for you a clip that I believe the date is on the clip of when I talked about that this was coming, that there was going to be a very large fallout between Trump and Elon Musk. And so we're going to play that clip for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk. And they are attempting to use Donald Trump's own ego against him and cause division and strife among Elon and Trump, right? Because where there's division, the enemy can be strengthened. A house divided cannot stand. Okay, that's one. We're going to get into words from the Lord too. That was one that was spoken about. And that was December of 2024. That was even before the inauguration that I was discerning this back then from the Holy Spirit. And I had started talking about it. So Elon came out publicly, said Trump is ungrateful. And without me, Trump would have lost the election. In Pride Month, let's just put this in context. It's Pride Month, right? Or so they've named it. In Pride Month, Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. He says, without me, Trump would have lost the election. So now Elon Musk has kind of placed himself in some ways in the seat of God. Without him, Trump would have lost the election, as if God did not have another way besides Elon. This is where Elon is going to get himself in a fiery hell of trouble. This is talking like this. This is what's going to happen, because the Lord uses whom he pleases, Elon, for whatever purposes he pleases, because he made man. So he uses whom he pleases for the purposes that he pleases. And I had been warning since before the inauguration that these two unaltered rams were going to go at it in an explosive way. And here it is, as eruptions are happening all over the earth. You have eruptions happening between countries, and you have eruptions now happening within the administration and between Elon and President Trump. And it's all happening in a month filled with pride. And it's swelling up now. There is gasoline, in a way, being added to this. And now they're publicly, in a way, duking it out. Now publicly, they're taking swipes at each other. Now, the Lord had said, and I'm going to read to you the word in a few minutes from it, but the Lord had said within the first 6 months, he was going to shake the administration. And I will reread that word in a few minutes, but that was said in what I'm going to read you. And I will tell you this too. I can tell by the way Elon is talking, he has some serious unresolved abandonment and rejection issues from childhood. I can tell you by the way he is talking, he has some very, very serious unresolved abandonment and rejection issues that he needs prayer for, because you can see by the way he's reacting to all of this. But you have too many unaltered rams that were put in the same pen. And this is why you see this happening. Now, this is also the year of the snake. Keep this in mind. I believe we entered in late January of 2025 in China. They entered the year of the snake. Now, snakes are venomous. They move about, and then they suddenly rear up for a strike. They can turn on a diamond strike. And we are watching these beasts rear up in this time amidst all the explosiveness. So I'm going to show you now the screenshot of something President Trump wrote in the middle of all of this. Elon was, quote, wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy. That's from today. President Trump putting this out. Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. Now, sometimes I believe as a leader, you have to, in the book of Exodus, it says, God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. In a month filled with pride, being goaded out into a public fight right now with Elon is not the wisest decision. If you believe that God is who he is, then God is more than capable of defending and vindicating. And being goaded out in Pride Month, where those altars have been raised, where the enemy is trying to puff up people for a fall, allowing the enemy to goad you out into a public fight is not the way to go right now. It is not a wise decision amidst what the enemy is attempting to stir up and the altars he is attempting to raise in this nation and within the earth, and how he is attempting to draw people out through their pride, Mr. President, so he can get them to fall. This is a field of landmines that has to be stayed away from. because the enemy is trying to plant them. He's trying to plant them all over and around the administration. And I'm not saying I agree with everything that is in this bill, because there are things probably that should have never been put in there. There are things that should have been left out. There's nonsense that might have been put in there that would have been better just taken out and not even put in there. And one of the things having to do with this is Trump's big, beautiful bill could ban states from regulating AI for a decade. So apparently in this bill, contains a proposal that could significantly waylay a burgeoning movement to regulate artificial intelligence on the state level. And the ban is tucked into a section of the bill that would allocate $500 million over the next 10 years to modernize government systems with the help of AI and automation technologies. The ban would not only prevent new state-led regulations of AI, but would also block dozens of states from enforcing pre-existing AI regulations and oversight structures. Now, this is in the middle of this bill, and you're going to understand why I brought this into it when we start reading some of the words from the Lord. Last week, I did a broadcast that was called AI and the Battle Over America. If you haven't watched it, you might want to go back and watch it, given what's in this bill. I didn't realize this was in the bill when I had done this broadcast, but it's in our lineup from last week. Now, in that broadcast, this is what I had said. OpenAI, who created ChatGPT, is a part of Project Stargate. That was this big AI launch project. Hence, OpenGate is within the wording of OpenAI and Stargate. You also have AI Star within that. And the Hebrew word for star, having to do with Lucifer, is Halel, H-E-Y-L-E-L. There are two words within that word that we have to take note of, yell and hell. Hell yells. It announces. And I had said, President Trump has to be so careful here not to open a gate over this nation Satan so desperately desires to access to. OpenAI and Stargate together. AI Star, Halel, hell yells and open the gate. Hell yells, open the gate. And so I had said this last week before I even knew that this was in this bill. And I will say this, if you want to put a bill out to help the American people, if you want to put a bill out to cut the deficit, if you want to put a bill out to give the American people tax breaks and help the American people right now, a bill that is supposed to be focused on those things should not be filled with any type of things that could set up to be dangerous and explosive when it comes to AI and trying to allow it to function within the Wild West. Those things should not be in a bill if we're truly looking to help the American people right now. The American people need relief right now. The American people right now, many of them feel like they're in a powder keg in the middle of what's going on. And if you're looking to give them relief, then give them relief and cut literally all the crap out of the rest of the bill. Because all of this extra compromise, and I got to give this one this, and I got to give this one that, compromise leads to a loss of vision. It will strip you of your vision. So if you really want to pass spending cuts for the American, spending cuts as well as tax breaks and help for the American people and tax cuts, then literally get all the garbage out of the bill that causes you to compromise, that causes you to give way too much permissiveness to AI, that causes you to do these things. Get it out. The American people need relief. That's what should be focused on. Not giving AI their way. Not giving these big AI companies their way. Not giving them perks. That is not what the American people need right now. The American people need relief, and they need relief on many levels. And people, you've got people concerned about World War III erupting right now, right? You've got people concerned about their bills. You got people concerned that some of their energy costs are going to go up 20%. You got people concerned about the price of groceries and if they can even afford to feed their children. This is what the American people are concerned with, not giving AI companies perks so you can get an even creepier government system out of AI built. That's not what the American people want. The American people want relief. If when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, it was to bring the Jews relief. He didn't go to Pharaoh and say, okay, Pharaoh, I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to help you build an image to this God, and I'm going to help streamline your operating system, and I'm going to help. No, it was let my people go. That was it. There was no extra stuff in there. Well, Pharaoh, if you do this, I'll do this for you. And if you do this, I'll do it. You cannot compromise with these ancient territorial spirits. And this is what happens when there's spiritual warfare and people don't know the rules of engagement. This is the kind of garbage that ends up happening and then spills out into the public, where now you got two unaltered rams going at it in public in Pride Month. This is not an accident that this is all happening. And Elon needs prayer. You need to pray for that man because the enemy wants to sacrifice him on an altar. The enemy is systematically attempting to destroy Elon by self-medicating. First of all, you know why he's trying to self-medicate? He's trying to numb his emotions because he can't deal with the torment that has been building in his life from the time he was a child. Elon needs prayer because the enemy is not only going to sacrifice him, the enemy is going to take one of his children and sacrifice them on that altar too, because the enemy believes Elon owes him. Because Elon still hasn't fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. Now, January 16th, 2025, word of the Lord. This is all from the same word, what I'm about to read. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I, the Lord, am purging the movement of the conservatives, says the Lord. I am purging it. For too much sand has mixed in with the soil and now weakened the root. It does not matter if Congress is dominated by red if the root is weak, for the root is what anchors. The root is what receives resources to help the tree grow. And now sand has been mixed in with the soil because certain heads of the Republican Party and committee have decided to build the house partially on sand, says the Lord, out of fear of offending agendas where they sought their vote. So there was a compromise, capital. This is before the inauguration, says the Lord, which will affect the vision. Right now, the vision is clouded, says the Lord. It is clouded, and I, the Lord, will clear it up. I will, says the Lord. That's capitals. Thus says the Lord, within the first 3 months, the administration shall be sifted, and within the first 6 months, it shall be shaken. For AI is being welcomed in more than my voice, says the Lord, and that must change. For the enemy dwells in AI. He lurks in the shadows. He comes looking like a gift, says the Lord, and it is a curse. It is a curse. You are bringing a curse upon yourselves that does not need to enter. For the enemy comes with chains of power and prestige and smooth words that come forth from the mouth of corporate giants in the land, that come forth from the mouths of giants in social media. However, it is an unstable bridge that has been built. This is before the inauguration. It's an unstable bridge that has been built. And for such to be delivered, there would have to be complete surrender to capitals, my will, my way. And right now, there are too many bulls and rams and competing idols in the room, says the Lord. And that must be cleared out. And it will, says the Lord. Oh, it will. Now a great purge has begun in the nation as desperation has mounted with those who are wicked and corrupt. Desperation has mounted to create capital emergencies, to create capital chaos, to create capital destruction, to create capital crashes, says the Lord, which have already been discussed within your Federal Reserve, says the Lord. all capitals. I, the Lord, am raising a standard in this hour. My people must bear the standard and not be involved in manipulations to save what their hands mutated and changed from my original design. Stars burn out, says the Lord, when they get too filled with what is explosive. Explosions, explosive. You know they are serpents, and yet you let them in. Do you really expect them not to strike a venomous blow, says the Lord? Do you really think welcoming in serpents will bring stability, says the Lord? For it will bring venomous wounds and strikes that will cause sickness within the walls of the White House and the nation. The atmosphere is sifting in the atmosphere is shifting in the nation, all capitals, and a cleansing storm. A cleansing storm must first happen to clean out and purge the residual that has been left by other presidents and leaders for decades. I am clearing it out, says the Lord. A unique storm shall cleanse the Capitol, says the Lord. A unique storm shall break what is happening in this nation in the atmosphere. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. There is a shift. There is a shift with the Vice President Vance. Pray and intercede, says the Lord. There has been a shift, and there shall be an orchestrated attempt against him, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am cleaning out what Vance and Trump want to hold on to, but must let go of to do what I have ordained. People you see in positions today, you will not see in the coming months. Some I have called who do not even know they are called, and some are manipulating to make it look like the president needs them. And these accursed things shall be cleared out of the camp as the time of Joshua and the battle of Ai is upon the nation. This is January 16th, 2025, that this word was put out. God has to clear this out, except while God is clearing it out, President Trump cannot be goaded into a fight publicly with this. He cannot, in a month filled with pride, be goaded out into a fight. God is more than capable of defending. He is more than capable of defending someone's character. He is more than capable of protecting them in their position. Because all it's going to be is more noise and more distraction. The Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. This has to be cleared out. Why? Because the last sentence, as the time of Joshua and the battle of Ai is upon the nation, here comes Joshua, raised up as the leader. There's accursed things in his camp. He doesn't know that those he trusted in his camp have taken the accursed things from Jericho and buried them in their tents. And he goes to battle Ai. And he gets his butt whooped. And he comes home and he throws a tantrum before God. And God tells him, "Will you get up? And I will tell you what happened." And he tells him. And Joshua has to go and clean out his camp. He has to clean out the accursed things. He has to clean out those that were doing deceitful things. He has to clear them out of the camp before he could go back to Ai and deal with it. This is what we're seeing happen. Now, March 12, 2025, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, here's another word, the Rams have gotten into their positions to vie for dominance, says the Lord. The bilateral Rams have gotten into position, says the Lord. The Rams of Europe have positioned themselves. The Rams within the administration of America have all stepped into the area of dominance. And they vie in this time for their portion. Unaltered rams, whom many have no direction in me, capital, says the Lord. These rams have come forth in this time in the spring. The clash. Clash is capital. These rams have come forth in this time in the spring. The clash, says the Lord. All capitals. For the clashes in Washington, D.C. shall become a public spectacle, says the Lord. They shall increase in order to remove whom does not belong. For I, the Lord, will bring order to the excavators who are digging outside of their scope. That's exactly what Doge was, and I'll go back to that. I, the Lord, shall bring order to such, says the Lord. What was Doge of Venice? They were made to go outside provincial boundaries. They were made to go way outside the boundaries. And the Lord is saying here, I will bring order to the excavators who are digging outside of their scope. I, the Lord, shall bring order to such, says the Lord. This was from March 12th, 2025. All January 16th, March 12th, these were all pointing at what we see happening now. And that January 16th word was not easy for me to put out, because while everybody wanted to celebrate, that was a very serious, sobering, direct, harsh word. And the Lord had me put it out. You know why? Because the Lord is already in the future. The Lord is in the future speaking to you in a future position, speaking to you in the present from a future position, in order that you may, from your present position, understand what's coming in the future, in order for the Lord to navigate you to where he needs for you to go. Now, this is all erupting while President Trump is trying to deal with two other unaltered rams, Putin and Zelensky. So as the eruptions are happening within the earth, in locations within the earth, the literal volcanic eruptions, and fire is being spewed into the sky, as that's happening, as the eruption now between Trump and Elon Musk is happening, all within the window between Passover and Pentecost, this fiery window, also in the month filled with pride, we entered Pride Month, and these eruptions picked up intensity because the enemy is trying to goad those out into a fight who he wants to put on the altar of pride and sacrifice them. This is what this comes down to, what I'm talking about. The enemy is trying to goad those he has targeted into a public fight to sacrifice them on that altar of pride. And if they're not careful, they're going to open up a vulnerable door where the enemy is going to have a chance to physically come at them with sword and spear and javelin. And he will do it. Will the Lord protect? Yes, he will. Will it be a close call? Yes, it will. If that vulnerability is opened in this month filled with pride, meaning, praise God, we see many cancelings of things with Pride Month, but it doesn't mean the enemy isn't still trying to raise an altar above leadership in this nation. So if he can't get you to raise a corruptible rainbow, he's going to try to hit your ego, and he's going to try to draw you out in the middle of Pride Month to sacrifice you on that altar another way, because this is the strategies of the kingdom of darkness. Now, I'm going to put a USA Today article up, and we're going to go over this. Russia's Pearl Harbor, because this is another eruption that's happening in the middle of everything. Russia's Pearl Harbor, what to know about Ukraine's audacious drone strike. Now, I did a broadcast about this. I believe it was earlier in the week, so you could go back and watch that as well. But there's something else to this that I want to touch on in the middle of all these eruptions. So Ukraine, by drone strike, destroyed dozens of enemy bombers using a horde of drones smuggled deep into Russia, into a stunning attack that Russian war bloggers are calling Moscow's Pearl Harbor. It was the most damaging Ukrainian attack on Russia in 3 years since Moscow invaded. Ukrainian intelligence said the coordinated strikes happened on June 1st, first day of Pride Month. First day of Pride Month, these attacks happened. Now, I want to take you back to August 2nd, 2022 for a moment. In a word from the Lord, it was said, another attack is coming upon Pearl Harbor by one who was once considered an ally long ago, World War II. That was a word from the Lord, August 2nd, 2022. So World War II, Russia was involved. Japan was involved. The United States was involved. Italy was involved. Oh, hi, Esther. Italy was involved. Now they call this Russia's Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor happening to the United States is what goaded the United States into World War II. It goaded them in. Now, Pearl Harbor happened December 7th, 1941. Just so you know, 9/11 is in that date. 9/11 is in that date. Japan was the one who attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, December 7th, 1941. Now, as this Pearl Harbor attack on Russia now happens, two of the major volcanic eruptions that just occurred, in fact, three of them, Italy, Japan, and Hawaii, three of the major volcanic eruptions that just happened, Japan, Hawaii, and Italy, were all involved in World War II. So as volcanoes are erupting within the earth that are connected to World War II, those locations, Russia is having their Pearl Harbor moment, while Italy, Hawaii, and the United States, direct connection to Pearl Harbor, as well as Japan, who attacked. So you have the United States and Japan, those two volcanoes, one in Hawaii, where Pearl Harbor is, and one in Japan. Those were the two nations directly involved in that conflict at Pearl Harbor. And then you have Italy, who was part of World War II, and Etna's erupting. While that's happening, simultaneously, Russia is having their Pearl Harbor moment. This is not an accident. This is prophetic that this is happening, that they're calling it Pearl Harbor when the volcano strategically within the earth, three out of four of them had to do with World War II, two out of four of them directly had to do with Pearl Harbor. That is not an accident. Now, this is how, in the spirit, fights over territories happen. They spill over into the natural and then cycle and connect in the ways that you see. As they're talking about World War III, Russia is having their World War II Pearl Harbor moment, and the volcanoes erupting have to do with Hawaii, Japan, United States. That is not an accident. That is not an accident. That is prophetically connected. Now, I'm going to read to you November 27th, 2024, word from the Lord. So this is, 7 months ago, all capitals. And says the Lord of hosts, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I, the Lord thy God, will hold them in derision. That's capitals. I laugh at the wicked. I laugh, says the Lord. They have been deceived into thinking they can outmaneuver the Creator. And in this hour, the nations rage. They rage because the enemy has gone on the move looking to cause an eruption of war. That's exactly what we're seeing. All areas. Eruption of war. So the enemy has gone on the move, looking to cause an eruption of war, of casualties, of carnage. And he has allured those still in office and those nations who are huffing and puffing like unaltered bulls. The enemy has allured them in with the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. However, capital, I, the Lord, know all things and I see all things. And I, the Lord, shall get both Putin and Zelensky by the hollow of their leg as they so choose to wrestle me and send into the earth the fear and threat and a nuclear altercation. One is a paid puppet. The other is an egotistical, power-hungry leader. Both have their delusions of grandeur of how a world order should be. However, capital, says the Lord, this is all capitals, I, the Lord God, say this day, enough, enough of this foolishness, enough of the destruction. You attempt to start a world war. Oh, you attempt as the leaders in the U.S. and Europe direct you to do such. And I, the Lord thy God, shall put a sudden end to such. My wisdom and strategy is needed to defuse the enormous bomb they have built that is on the cusp of shrapnel hitting other nations from its explosion. However, I, the Lord thy God, say this day, I shall muzzle and restrain, for I have given time and mercy. However, from my throne I have issued a judgment, says the Lord. It has been written on a scroll. I, the Lord, have taken the judgment seat concerning Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, Iran, France, England, Switzerland, says the Lord. I have taken the judgment seat, and these nations have been weighed in this time, and their leaders have been found wanting. Their leaders have been found liable. Their leaders have led their people into destruction and spiritual blindness and oppression. That was from November 27th, 2024. Now, weighed and found wanting, time of Daniel. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. Because the Lord raised up an even greater enemy, Darius the Mede, against King Belshazzar, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar and should have known better. And this is what we're seeing happen. This is why in the months leading up to this, the Lord kept in the words putting eruption, eruption, eruption of war, explosion. There's a reason for that, because now we see all of this coming together. We see all of this happening at the same time. And it's by no accident. It's prophetic. It's the timing within the earth. It's the timing of the earth crying out and those physical eruptions happening at the strategic points on the map that have to do with World War II as Russia experiences its own Pearl Harbor. And now eruptions are happening between unaltered rams within the administration and Ukraine and Russia. All within the 50-day fiery window between Passover and Pentecost, and all as well during a time of a month filled with pride. This is by no accident. And we as the church have been given the power and authority through Christ Jesus to intercede and pray, because the enemy is attempting to cause catastrophe, and he is attempting to drag those in to a war nobody really wants, but a war nobody is wise enough to stop. That is what's happening. A war really nobody wants the casualties of, but a war no one is wise enough to stop. You know why? Because it's going to take the rules of engagement of spiritual warfare to stop it. And not only dealing with it in the natural, but dealing with it from the rules of engagement of a spiritual warfare, biblical perspective, since these are ancient, fiery, territorial spirits that are arising in this time. Just look at the names of these volcanoes. It'll tell you all you need to know, because their name combined together, and I will read it again, the furnace of the ancient one of fire and lightning. Those volcanoes, when you combine their names, the meanings of their names, that is what you get. That is not an accident. Because the enemy is attempting to goad those he wants to sacrifice on an altar out into a fight in one way or another, whether it's a fight through physical war, whether it's a war of words, whether it's a war of reputation, whether it's he is attempting in a month filled with pride to hit unaltered rams in the center of their ego, where he knows there is weakness, and draw them out for the sake of honor into a fight while an altar is being raised in a month filled with pride to sacrifice them on that altar and open a vulnerable window to take them out. This is exactly what is happening. So we need to intercede and pray, because I believe President Trump has to apply the book of Exodus right now. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. And I know that's hard for him to do, but the Lord is trying to teach him a very sobering lesson here. Same thing with Putin. Why do you think it's called Operation Spider's Web, what they did? Because a spider's web is woven, the prey comes in and gets caught in the web, and then they are poisoned, paralyzed, and killed. That is why Ukraine is calling this Operation Spider's Web. It is designed to hit Putin in his ego, in a place where he feels like, for the sake of Russia and honor, he's going to be drawn out so he can be sacrificed and killed. This is the things that are going on right now, and it's all being raised in a month where these altars are being raised. So we need to intercede and pray, because these eruptions of all kinds are happening at a very strategic time. And when we see this and we know this and we have this spiritual intelligence that comes to us from Almighty God, we know how to target our prayers, intercede, and pray, because that Esther 2 moment is still at play. The king's two guards conspired against him to harm him. That's still at play. That's still at play within multiple nations within the earth, including the United States of America. So we need to intercede and pray. Use the believer's authority. Use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and speak the word. The church is being called to have an impact right now. We're being called into it. We need to answer that call, because we have to understand the rules of engagement with spiritual warfare and engage according to our faith level. All glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I feel fiery myself. So this just lines right up right now. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I am just heating up talking about this. But just, we need to understand the sign of the times and why all of these eruptions are all happening around the same time. Because there's wars over territories and the lives of leaders going on in the realm of the spirit right now. And there are lots being cast. And if they can goad them out with their pride, with lots being cast right now, they can sacrifice them on that altar. So just pray and intercede. Pray and intercede. And Elon Musk has a very serious humbling coming to him from Almighty God. That is coming. So, all glory be to God. Okay, so let me go over a few things very fast towards the end here. I'm going to show you the video of Sadie in just a moment here. We'll show you the pic first. Sadie, all glory be to God, came home today. That was a picture I took today with her from the hospital. One of our sanctuary staffers, you'll see her in the video, Emma, went to pick her up. So let's show you the video of Sadie coming home, because the dogs did not know what to do with themselves. And all glory be to God, she looks so much better. So let's play the video and then we'll talk. Who is this? Oh, is Sadie home? Okay, Sadie. Hold on. No one's home. Oh, let Emma get her out. Oh, Sadie. Oh, look how excited everybody is to see Sadie. Oh, Sadie, welcome. Oh, Missy doesn't know what to do with herself right now. Oh, she's home. Welcome home, Sadie. Oh, Missy's so excited. She doesn't know what to do with herself right now. Sadie, honey. Hi. Welcome home, Sadie. Oh, what a good girl. We missed you. Oh, look at Missy. She's bringing you a celebratory toy, Sadie. Oh, good girl. Okay. Okay, Sadie. We'll get you some food. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, Chester welcoming her home. Welcome home, Sadie. Welcome home, honey.
And I have to say, I want to thank everybody who blessed us so much while Sadie was in the hospital. You were so generous, and we're so grateful for that. And it allowed us to get her the care that she needed. And she's home, and our team is going to be giving her subcutaneous fluid every day. So every day she's got to get fluid under the skin right now in order to help her kidneys get stronger. And our team, thank God, most of them are medically trained in that. So she's going to be getting fluids every day at home, as well as special food right now. She has to have special kidney food. But thank you to everybody who prayed for her, who blessed us. We praise the Lord. He's extended Sadie's days a little longer. She is 16 years old, and God has been merciful in that. So Sadie is home. Praise the Lord. As well, I wanted to show you this pic. This is from mine and Chris's 17th wedding anniversary. So we went out to eat and we took this pic. Yes, we have been married for 17 years. So I don't know if Chris is watching now or not upstairs because the New York Mets are probably on. But this is when we went out to eat together for our 17th wedding anniversary. So I just wanted to show you that as well. Thank you for all the anniversary wishes that everybody gave us. I so appreciate that as well. Also, we need your help. We need your help with finding a home for four pigs. These pigs were rescued from a terrible abuse situation in Long Island. Diana has been in contact with me. We've been trying to help orchestrate, find homes. These are very abused pigs. They could use a very loving home. So if you can help at all, we're seeing what we can do on our end as well, but there's another pig case as well we are considering that is here locally as well. So if you're able to help any of these pigs and give them a wonderful forever home, please call Diana. Her phone number is on the screen. Because you guys are so amazing at that. You know, we really try to help rehome animals and really try to help get the word out when we know there's a situation like this. Also, as Cyrus is sleeping in the background, we're about to talk about Cyrus. Let's bring up Andrew Sorcini for a moment here because Cyrus is here in the background. Andrew Sorcini has Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He is knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, gold-backed IRAs. We have the Cyrus coin with him. On the front, it says Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, having to do with Isaiah 51 at all as well. And there is a picture of Cyrus. And in the back, it's the ark with the dove coming back with the olive branch. In God, we trust saving grace because God is our saving grace in all of this. And we have to remember that. So you can email Andrew. You can text the number you see on the screen. You can also go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on the link. And there's also the 866 number. So please give Andrew a call for all things gold, silver, precious metals, and IRAs. Thank you very much. So this is where I'm going to end for tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our team. God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 51, renew a steadfast spirit within me. I speak that psalm a lot. You know why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to cleanse our hearts. We have to cleanse our souls. We have to get ourselves into the right heart posture. Ephesians 1 and 3, those chapters from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, those scriptures from those chapters I speak every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. We have to speak it. We have to be consistent with it. It is a sword. If you don't consistently swing a sword in battle, the enemy gets closer to you than you would like them to. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, the order of that prayer was straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God to Jesus Christ to give to his disciples how to pray, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the most incredible chapters on faith. So if you need to build your faith, you want to walk deeper in faith, Hebrews 11 is one of the most incredible chapters for that. So we like to encourage you in the word as we're ending tonight. Also, we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week as well. So please look for them. We will be back on early next week. We'll keep you updated on Sadie as well. Thank you to everybody again who is such a blessing to us during that time. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.